lose all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
This is a 1010 Wins newsflash. I'm Paul James. Here's what's happening. That NYPD officer who was killed on his way to work when his motorcycle crashed has been identified as Mark St. Armand of Elmont. The 42-year-old was a 16-year veteran of the department and a father of three, including a newborn. City workers will soon have to say goodbye to plasticware in their break rooms. Mayor de Blasio issued an executive order prohibiting city agencies from buying any unnecessary single-use plastics, including straws, cutlery, cups, and plates. Julian Assange's attorney says the WikiLeaks founder will fight his extradition to the U.S. Attorney Jennifer Robinson sounded defiant as she spoke to reporters after Assange was arrested in London. Governor Cuomo says the recently approved state budget will pump billions of dollars into mass transit upgrades, biotechnology research and development, and other projects on Long Island. The governor spoke at Stony Brook University. Court documents say investigators used video footage, cell phone tracking, and a Walmart receipt to help identify the man they believe set fire to three black churches in Louisiana. He's been identified as 21-year-old Holden Matthews. He happens to be the son of a sheriff's deputy. Family, friends, and fans from as far away as Maryland came to say goodbye to rapper Nipsey Hussle in what was called a celebration of life at the Staples Center in L.A. The service included a videotape message from former President Obama. AccuWeather calling for a partly to mostly cloudy overnight, low 45. For live and local news, 24 hours around the clock, just say play, 1010 Wins.